Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life. Basically, to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. And awesome news, He does not even waste our failures. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind my song called Everybody Get Up. This is from the live worship recording called Giant Killer, A Heart Like David. This particular song came to me on the days of July 29th, 1999, and August 5th of 1999. I want to say this up front just as a side note, just because I think it's kind of funny. There was a time when I thought this song would make a great morning alarm to wake up by. Once you hear the song, you may agree. Or you may prefer something a bit more calm and relaxing to wake up by. Just thought you might enjoy hearing some of the things I think of when receiving and writing a song. During the summer of 1999, our youth pastor asked me if I would help teach the young people about worship. As the summer progressed, God began to give songs to help express many of the truths we were learning each week. This particular song became one of my favorites, even though it came near the end of the time together that summer. The sentiment of the song says it all. Our very lives, what we came here for, are to be expressions of praise to our God. We serve Him and we serve the needs of others, and even these acts of service are expressions of praise. And they are why we are here. That's why we're here. Not to serve ourselves, but to serve God and others. Hebrews 13, verses 15 and 16 says this, "Through Him, then, let's continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of lips praising His name. And do not neglect doing good and sharing, for with such sacrifices God is pleased." And I say to you right now, everybody, get up.
Do you love Jesus? Do you love Jesus? Is Jesus your Redeemer? Is Jesus your Lord? Is He worthy of your praise? Is He your overcomer? Is He your Redeemer? We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Two, three, four.
Everybody get up and praise and magnify the Lord. Everybody get up. Everybody get up, if you have ever known the goodness of the Lord. Everybody get up and praise Him even more. Everybody get up, if you know Jesus is your Lord. Everybody get up and let your praises roar. Everybody get up, if He has ever touched your heart down to the core. Everybody get up together and declare that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Yeah. down, but touch your heart down to the floor. Everybody get up together and declare that Jesus Christ is Lord. Everybody get up together and declare that Jesus, Jesus Christ is Lord. Oh, yeah. Christ is Lord.
Hallelujah! Is that the truth? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Are you proud of who your God is? We bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Do you love him, guys? Do you love the Lord?
Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Do you have any breath left after singing that? Psalm 150, verses 1 through 6 says this: Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty expanse. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with trumpet sound. Praise him with harp and lyre. Praise him with tambourine and dancing. Praise him with stringed instruments and flute. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Everything that has breath shall praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So just when are we to praise God? Pretty much at all times. With music, at times with acts of service and kindness to others, at times with speaking the truth in love, at times with the reading of God's word, in times of distress and trouble, in times of peace and joy, in the midst of a crowd and in the midst of being alone, every part of our being is best served when awakened to the need for God in our lives. Let's get up today and praise the Lord with our entire being. Well, that's today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast, and it's brought to you by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted, one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my amazing, beautiful wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. To help with the ongoing costs of and creation of this podcast, would you consider becoming a member of my team? If so, just go to www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. Don't forget to check out some of my books on Amazon. My autobiography is there, Sing Over Me. The follow-up book, Renewing Your Mind, is there. My brand new book, The Middle of Nowhere. I also have two fantasy book series for young readers. I have several children's books and several devotional books. They're available at Amazon. Check it out for me. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you would like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of today's song, Everybody Get Up, from the live worship recording Giant Killer, A Heart Like David, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. Or go to iTunes or any other streaming services. And remember this, if you remember nothing else from today's podcast, get this. God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.